story, kids.
Yay!
This story is called Caillou is Scared of Dogs.
I'm gonna build the biggest castle ever. Done!
Caillou was scared. The dog sounded angry.
Mommy?
Caillou, what's the matter?
That doggy scared me!
The next day, Caillou was looking forward to going to his grandma's while Mommy did some shopping. But Caillou and his Mommy didn't know that Grandma was looking after her neighbor's puppy for the day.
I have a special friend staying with me. Would you like to meet him?
Yes, please.
Caillou? Don't worry, Caillou. That's my special friend. I really think he'd like to meet you.
No!
But Caillou, he's only a little puppy. Why don't you just come and see? I promise he won't hurt you.
Well, okay.
See, Caillou? He's only a little puppy, and he's very friendly.
Yes, Grandma.
Well, if you're scared, why don't we shut the door so he can't get out, okay?
Okay.
Caillou was still a bit nervous, even though he knew the puppy was safely in the kitchen.
Ah!
Oh, honey, it's okay. Hey, I have an idea. Let's read a book about dogs.
Caillou was enjoying reading about dogs with Grandma, and he was beginning to be curious about that little puppy in the kitchen.
He's barking, Grandma.
We'd better go see what he wants, don't you think?
Maybe he's hungry.
Who's a good boy, then? Are you hungry? Here's a treat. You like that, don't you?
Caillou was still a bit nervous. But when he heard his Grandma, he decided he really wanted to see the little puppy again.
What's so funny, Caillou?
He looks like one of Mommy's slippers.
See, Caillou? He wants to be your friend. He's wagging his tail. It means he's happy to see you. If you hold out your hand, he'll say hello.
That tickles!
I think you've made a new friend, Caillou.
Hi, doggy.
What do you know? The puppy wasn't scary at all, but friendly and fuzzy and fun.
Get it, boy! Good boy. Catch!
Know what time it is? It's time for a Caillou story. Well now, let's see what Caillou did today. I think he met some animals. Today's story is called Caillou Goes to the Zoo.
Hi, welcome to the zoo. My name's Zoe.
Are we going to see lots of animals?
Oh, yes. And we're very excited because lots of our animal families have new babies. Would you like to see some baby wolves?
Baby wolves? Really? Wow.
See the baby wolves? Those are their noses.
Why don't they come out? I want to see them.
They were just born the other day, so they want to stay with their mommy.
I wanted to see them.
You know, Caillou, they'll stay with their families all their lives.
Do all the baby animals stay with their mommies and daddies?
Oh, no. Most animals leave their families when they're big enough. Would you like to see another animal family?
Yes, please.
Caillou liked the idea of animals having families.
Where are they? Where are they?
They must be in their house, Caillou. I'm afraid we might not see them today. Although, I think we might be lucky after all.
Wow!
You know what, Caillou? That rhino is not a he. She is a she. And she has a baby.
Really? A baby rhino?
Of course, Caillou. Even really big animals have babies.
Look, look, it's the baby rhino.
He's not very cuddly, but I think he's cute as a button.
Yay, a sea otter. It's a sea otter. They're my favorite.
That little guy came to us when he was just a baby, Caillou.
Does he have a family, too?
I'm afraid not. You see, his mommy died.
His mommy died? Will he be all right?
He'll be fine. But you know, because he didn't have his mommy to show him what to do, we've had to teach him everything. Even how to swim and how to feed himself.
It was the first time Caillou had seen a real sea otter.
I wish we could take him home with us.
Oh, you can't do that. He's almost ready to go back to the ocean.
What's so funny, Caillou?
That chimpanzee looks like Grandpa.
You're right. He does look like Grandpa. But you know what? That little guy looks a bit like you, Caillou.